Hello, everybody. This is Marco. I hope you are doing excellent. I will read to you an article by Alice Miller about Jesus. But before that, I think it's necessary to point out some facts. Alice Miller makes some claims about Jesus that are not supported by the Bible. So maybe what she meant is the Jesus figure that some people have in their minds, a peace-loving person preaching tolerance. Or maybe she just was never very interested in theology. When some people talk about Jesus, they are cherry-picking the peaceful scenes of the Bible. So let's look at some other passages real quick. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, Jesus says, "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, he confirms the laws of the Old Testament. "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." And one of these laws of the Old Testament he invokes in Matthew chapter 15, verses 3 to 4. Jesus replied to Pharisees and teachers of the law, "And why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and 'Anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death.'" And there are many more such quotes you can find on the internet. I'm not saying all this to take away anything from Alice Miller's message. I think she's right in what she tries to convey regarding the treatment of children. I just think we have to be careful not to believe in something that is not true. Otherwise, we still believe in lies and illusions. So, without further ado, Mary and Joseph, Parents to Emulate, by Alice Miller. The figure of Jesus confounds all those principles of poisonous pedagogy still upheld by the church, notably the use of punishment to make children obedient, and the emotional blindness such treatment inevitably entails. Jesus was respected, admired, loved, and protected. His parents saw themselves as his servants, and it would never have occurred to them to lay a finger on him. Did that make him selfish, arrogant, covetous, high-handed, or conceited? Quite the contrary. Jesus grew into a strong, aware, empathic, and wise person, able to experience and sustain strong emotions without being engulfed by them. He could see through hypocrisy and mendacity, and he had the courage to pillory them for what they were. He had no need of power over others because he was entirely at one with himself. Yet for all that, no representative of the church has ever, to my knowledge, admitted to the patent connection between the character of Jesus and the way he was brought up. Would it not make eminently good sense to encourage believers to follow the example of Mary and Joseph and regard their children as the children of God, which they are, rather than treating them as their own personal property? It is time to relinquish destructive models and to mistrust the principle of obedience. We have no need of obedient children, brainwashed by their upbringing, to be the ideal victims for the empty verbiage and the blandishments of terrorists and lunatic ideologists, and ready to fall in with their commands, even to the extent of killing others. We need children with open eyes and ears. Children prepared to protest against injustice, stupidity, and ignorance with arguments and constructive action. Jesus was able to do this when he was 12 years old, and the scene in the temple demonstrates eloquently that he could refuse the obedience asked of him by his parents without hurting their feelings. With the best will in the world, we cannot truly emulate the example of Jesus. To do that, we would need to have been through an entirely different kind of personal history. What we can do, as long as we really want to and are not thwarted by external authority, is to learn from the attitude displayed by Joseph and Mary. They did not need their son's obedience, and they felt no urge to punish him. Only if we fear the confrontation with our own histories will we need to have power over others. And if we do that, we will need more and more of it all the time. Parents want power and obedient children because they feel too weak to be true to themselves and their own feelings. Too weak to admit those feelings to their children. But it is precisely this kind of honesty with our children that makes us strong. To tell the truth, we do not need to have power over others. Power is something we need to spread lies, to mouth empty words and pretend they are true. It is for this that we require mindless gullibility from our children or from whole nations. And because such power can never be a substitute for the real strength of the truth, the insane logic of such a development is bound to culminate in wars and the dreadful toll of human life they invariably exact. It is entirely realistic to imagine that if the wisdom of well-informed experts like Frédéric Le Boyer, Michel Audent, Bessem van der Kolk, and many others were to reach a large number of parents, and those parents had the support of religious authorities in following the example of Mary and Joseph, the world would be a much more peaceful, honest, and rational place for our children than it is today. This is Marco signing off. Thank you for listening. Take care.